look like our glasses soon. Oh,
dear. Oh, my God, that's so bad.
Okay, can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, sure. Yeah.
Great, thanks. Sorry for the wee delay there. Okay, so welcome to SPNR this evening. Have we received any apologies? No? And any declarations of interest?
Yes, Chair. Item 9.
Item 9. Apologies from Conor Mallon, sorry, and Councillor Sharvin, is that, yeah? Yeah, but no bother. Thanks, Garth. Just before I go on to the action sheet, I just wanted to make a comment about inquiries that have been made in regards to items being held in closed session throughout committee meetings. So I just wanted to touch base for the minute on that, and if we could ask the officers to maybe just explain for the record why items are heard in committee.
Chair, I'll take that query. When the agenda is being drawn up, we carefully consider each item on the agenda. There is legislation we must adhere to, and it's paragraph 3, part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. And when there's any information relating to financial or business affairs of any person, not also including the council holding that information, the public may be, by the resolution of the chamber, excluded from these items of business. And it's for that reason that we have proposed that certain items coming up on each agenda are, closed session. At the end of those sessions, then, there is an announcement of what has been discussed at a high level and who had proposed and seconded. So that is the reason that there is items in closed session.
Okay. Councillor Byrne, you want to make a comment?
Yeah, just a comment on that, Chair. When this came off before a number of months ago, we requested that maybe we look at putting the financial end of it into closed session as a separate appendix in the document and have the general discussion, because it means everything on SPNR has been discussed in closed session. So if that could be looked at going forward, maybe we'd be able to get the substantial debate with the finances separate, because it's not good for transparency.
What's your proposal, sorry, Pete?
Yeah, it's the same proposal that was a couple of months ago. We talked about anything of a financial nature, because you're disclosing finances in the paper, that the financial end of it in the recommendations, the finances goes as a separate appendix, and we can have the general discussion. Usually when we go into these discussions on these items, we're hardly ever touching on the figures in it, but it's just a general discussion about the paper, and that all shouldn't be in closed session. So I think there could be a balance, because over the years, sitting on SPNR, it's gone from a number of items in open session to nearly one or two. It's all closed session, so I think there's a way that we can have a balance.
Is that something that can be looked at, Josephine?
We'll take a look at that proposal going forward and seeing if that will help in reducing the number of closed items. Thank you for that, Councillor.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
And I just would reiterate what Josephine had said in terms of after we come out of closed session, we do try to give a detailed or as much detail as we can as to what was discussed and what was agreed as well. So hopefully then if you are able to look at that, I'd be happy to second Councillor Byrne's proposal in terms of that to allow as much transparency as possible. Any other comments then? Councillor McMurray? Oh, sorry, okay. Grand. Okay, so we'll move on. What's that? What was that, sorry? Defer to your chair. That was just wrecking me there, sorry. Okay, so we'll move on to the action sheet arising from the committee meeting held on the 19th of January. So if I just go through it for accuracy on page 1, 2, 3 and 4. And are there any matters arising? Councillor Lewis?
Thank you. Chair, it was just to get an update whenever the King's Coronation funding could be opened.
Yeah, Chair. It did say reference it in the paper, so I think it might be the start of March. There you go. 13th March.
That's okay. Cheers. Thank you.
Okay. And if we could have a proposer and seconder, proposed by Councillor Gallagher. And if we could have a seconder for the action sheet. I'm happy to Councillor Hiles seconded it from the chamber. Okay, so we'll move on to item 4 on the agenda, which is the notice of motion on Daisy Hill Hospital. And this motion was submitted by Councillor Gerry O'Hare and was referred to SPNR committee from the council on the 6th of January. So, Gerry, do you want to read out your motion?
Yes, thanks, Una. That this council acknowledges the announcement on the 19th of October 2022 by then Health Minister Robin Swan that Daisy Hill Hospital will become an elective overnight stay centre for the patients requiring immediate complexity surgery with an overnight stay. Accepts that this announcement demonstrates the confidence of the Minister, Department of Health and clinicians that Daisy Hill Hospital can provide this regional service and improve access and reduce waiting times for planned elective surgical care for the people of Newry, Mourne, Sowfermoy and Down. And it further accepts that key to implementing plans to make Daisy Hill an overnight elective stay centre will require acquisition of the Monaghan Road Council site. Commits as a matter of priority to make public as plan to facilitate the transfer of Monaghan Road site to the Southern Trust so that Daisy Hill can join the elective care centre model and play an important role in tackling our lengthy waiting lists and improving outcomes to our patients. Thanks, Chair. Securing the safe delivery of services for all in the catchment area of Daisy Hill, both now and into the future, is a priority for Sinn Féin. Working closely with Daisy Hill Future Group, we have engaged with clinicians, the Southern Trust and the Department of Health to take tangible steps to do this. As a result of this work, we have seen Daisy Hill become a centre of elective surgery. A £9 million investment for an upgrade to the electricity supply to allow for the delivery of a new MRI suite. And we are currently working to secure the Monaghan Road site to allow for the eventual expansion of Daisy Hill. We will continue to work with the Daisy Hill Future Group and engage with the Trust and Department of Health to both protect and enhance the services offered at Daisy Hill. Sinn Féin believes Daisy Hill can play a key role as a central hospital in the all-island health service, and therefore it is important that we work together to support Daisy Hill and ensure it can deliver good quality services safely to the community. Gormil Mogacher.
Okay, thank you, Councillor O'Hare. Councillor Taylor, you wanted to make a comment?
Yes, Chair. It's really for a point of accuracy in respect of the motion. Listen, in principle, obviously, we want to see, you know, obviously, Monaghan Road appears to be a key proposal for the Southern Trust and the Department, obviously, in terms of the overall development of Daisy Hill. And there will be a discussion later on in terms of another item on the agenda. But I'm conscious, for a point of accuracy, the elective framework announcement isn't dependent on Monaghan Road becoming a part of that estate, that hospital estate. I think that's key, because in neither the Minister's announcement nor any statement made by the Southern Trust was it mentioned that the purchase or whatever it may be of Monaghan Road was key to this. Just, I think it's important because of the wording of the motion that sort of hints or makes it the claim that unless this happens, this won't happen. That isn't the case. I've certainly seen nothing to suggest that is the case. So I am concerned from a point of accuracy that the wording of the motion isn't actually, you know, accurate in terms of its details. So I think that does need looked at, if I'm being honest with you, for the overall, you know, possession of the motion. And I understand there's obviously a paper on it that's been produced by officials, but even within it, it indicates or hints that Monaghan Road being accessed is key to this. That isn't actually the case. I've never seen anywhere where that states that is the case.
Are you wanting to amend the motion? Is that what you mean?
Well, I would ask Councillor O'Hare if he could look at that to amend it. I'm offering him the opportunity, but listen, I'm not looking to stop. I support, you know, Monaghan Road being accessed by the Southern Trust and Department of Health. That's not what I'm trying to say, but I think for a point of accuracy, it's important. I don't want anybody going away with the impression that if this doesn't happen, the elective framework surgery won't happen. That's not the case. But the way the wording of the motion and even within the paper produced by officials, that indicates that is the case and that isn't actually the case. The announcement's been made by the minister that it's going ahead, so it will be going ahead. Obviously, it was my party colleagues that made the announcement, so I'm conscious that for a point of accuracy, we need to look at the wording of this going forward.
Well, we'll take in the other members, and then we'll let Councillor Herr have a chance to look at it. And if he thinks he needs to amend it, then we'll take on board your feedback. Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I suppose I'll just touch on just what David had said, because I do agree in what David's saying is correct. And if we can amend it, it'll probably strengthen the motion. And hopefully, you know, Gerry will take on those comments, because it is the acquisition of Monaghan Row will protect the future services enhancement of the hospital. And we've been pushing that for a number of years, obviously through the city deal and the talk of moving the council offices. We've been very, very public about offloading Monaghan Row to the Trust and making sure that it goes to the Southern Trust, because the site at the Israel Hospital, as we all know, is landlocked, and to develop and expand services at Daisy Hill, I think the acquisition of Monaghan Row is key. So if we put it and hook Monaghan Row just to the elective surgery, of which the announcement was made without the acquisition of Monaghan Row, it just sort of stops at that and does a disservice to the motion. And I know what Gerry's trying to bring here. So I think we should hook it to Monaghan Row to expand them, future expansion of services. So if that can be taken on board, I think it threatens the motion. Just suppose I totally agree, you know, with the content in the motion, except that, you know, overnight elective surgery, that it shows confidence in Daisy Hill Hospital. That is correct in my view. But also to note that there is, you know, advocacy still around trying to get elective orthopaedic surgery on site, and that's continuing. And that's something that there will be, you know, pressure put for the future, because that type of surgery, elective surgery, requires anaesthetists and general surgeons, and that's another kettle of fish. So while we have the elective surgery for overnight stays, which is very welcome and will help us deal with the waiting lists, because they won't be sidetracked with, you know, emergency surgery, I think it has to be welcomed. There are other services being advocated for currently, and that is where we see the acquisition of Monaghan Row absolutely going to help protect the future services of the hospital. Just at the end of the wording on the motion for the council to be public, I agree with the council going out with information on obviously the update this week that's in the paper from the trust to acquire the site. But the council have been public over the last number of years on this. We've put out a number of press statements. Certainly remember through sitting on the NCCR panel, that the outline business case or proposal actually went to the board and got agreement at board level, and discussions have been ongoing, and those space has been leased out to the trust as well. So I suppose going out to press would be to confirm that is now the intention to acquire the site, because I think we have been public going forward. But yeah, if we can make that site amendment, full support from us to hook Monaghan Road to the future expansion of services and not just elective surgery.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Hannah? Yes, your mic.
Right. Thanks, Chair. I was very much from the DUP, I was pretty much supporting the sentiments of the motion. I think Monaghan Road will substantially increase the facilities up in Daisy Hill. The one thing we do want to do with Daisy Hill is secure and maintain and enhance the services delivered there. My father died there about 3 to 4 months ago, and the services up there are fantastic. I know they're under pressure, and all we can do to support them is very, very important. Just on Monaghan Row, I know I've spoken to Marie about it there, and I'm more than happy, Sam, there with what's going on. So we're happy to support the motion there, so are Gerry. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Councillor.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And yes, just to add again that supporting the motion and said amendment as well, if that's required as well. So, good. Yep. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I'll go back over to Councillor O'Hara then.
Yeah, I'm happy enough to accept the amendments. It's just that it's Sinn Féin's position to for the acquisition of this Monaghan Road site, really. So, yeah, yourself, Pete and Davey, yeah, I'm happy enough to accept that now.
Okay, so do we know what the amendments are? Okay, then. Councillor Taylor, are you looking to come back in again?
Yeah, no, just very briefly, Chair, just to thank Jerry. As I say, listen, we're all fully supportive of this, and we obviously recognise that Monaghan Road is key to the future development of Daisy Hill Hospital, but I just was concerned that there would be an impression given that if Monaghan Road wasn't accessed, that somehow elective surgery wouldn't take place. And that was my only concern about it, just for a point of accuracy. But listen, Jerry, thanks for accepting that, and hopefully it'll proceed sooner rather than later now going forward. Thank you.
No problem, Davey. It's just it means a lot to everybody in the morning down area and Armagh. So no
absolutely
problem.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, just on the wording of the amendment, instead of implementing the plans and elective surgery, key to building on the plans of elective surgery and protect the future of the hospital is the acquisition of Monaghan Road. I'll not lay open it here. Further accepts that key to, instead of implementing plans to make Daisy Hill an overnight elective stay centre, building on the plans to make Daisy Hill an overnight elective stay centre and future-proofing services at the hospital will require. Because that means that, you know, Monaghan Road, acquisition of it will help in the future, not just for elective surgery.
Sure, could we have the exact wording over there? Because I'm lost here, Sam. Pete's
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, so further...
implementing, it's a bit... It's like a fine harder, really. If we could get it the exact wording and just pass it around and make sure we have consensus in the chamber.
Yeah, I think the reason why I'm saying the word building is it the key to implementing the plans for elective overnight surgery, it's not key for implementing plans, but to build on those plans, it is absolutely key. So, you know, the announcement was made without the acquisition of Monaghan Row, and you can pretty much, you're hanging it that the acquisition of Monaghan Row is just for elective surgery, and we want it to be for it and a lot more. So building on that, we've banked elective surgery, let's build on it. And to build on that and enhance services at the hospital, it is key that we acquire Monaghan Row. And I think that really, really strengthens. I think that's what the motion's trying to do anyhow. So.
Okay, so we're just going to get the exact wording, including the amendments. It's in the chat here. Okay.
Yes.
Everybody see it okay there, yeah?
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay, so is everybody content with the wording? Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so that motion has passed then, okay. Thanks very much, Councillor O'Hare.
No worries, Scarab, I'll get that. No. Thanks, councillors, for it's an
no-brainer, really. Roisin is, Councillor Hyle is proposing and Councillor Moore is seconding. Okay, Jerry, did you need to come back in there just to sum up?
No, I'd just like to thank the councillors now. Without a doubt, it's a no-brainer, folks, and we're all on the same page here now. So, great job. Hopefully it'll come soon enough now, you know. So thanks a million.
Okay. Right, thank you. Okay. So we'll move on to item 5 on the agenda, which is the request for the name to be added to the Castlewell and Moore Memorial. And it's Alison Robb. Up there.
Thanks, Chair. Members, you'll see from my report, Council's received a request to add the name of the deceased serviceman who died in World War I to Castlewell and War Memorial, and the purpose of the report is to set out Council's powers in this matter and seek approval in relation to the request. I don't intend to rehearse the legislative provisions. Council has a discretionary power to carry out certain works to war memorials, whether they're owned by Council or not. The current request has been received from a nephew of a soldier born in Castlewellan, who was killed in action in Flanders on 10th of April 1918. The application meets Council's criteria with supporting evidence provided in relation to his birthplace, service and death details. There's sufficient space on the current war memorial in Castlewellan to add the additional name, but consent will be required from Libraries NI to undertake the inscription work, as the war memorial is attached to their library building. And the recommendation is, as the application meets Council's criteria, it's recommended Council accede to the request, subject to consent from Libraries NI to undertake the inscription work. It's estimated that the proposed cost to the Council will not exceed £250. No budget allocation has been made for this, but it's proposed that it will be taken from the general maintenance budget, and therefore no additional expenditure will be incurred. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Alison. We have a proposal from Councillor Gallagher and seconded by Councillor Lewis. And then, Hugh, did you want to make a comment?
Yes, Chair. I want to just thank Council for this being raised today, and also thanks for Laura Devlin. The individual family member has been trying for some time to get his relative's name on the war memorial, and I just want to thank Council for this being brought forward. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Lewis, did you want to make any comment? No, you're happy enough. Okay, Councillor Howell.
Thanks, Chair. Just happy to support the recommendation. I'm aware that extended family members of this soldier live in the locality, so I'm happy to say that this is being sorted out. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, no, just again to add that it's happy to see it and glad to see it, and thank the council officer for putting the work in to clarify it all. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. So, Glenn, I've noticed you were going to second. Did you want to make any comment? You're happy enough? Okay, so we have a proposal from Councillor Gallagher, seconded by Councillor Lewis. So everybody's in agreement with that then, okay. So items 6 to 16 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. If we could have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Proposed by Councillor Sharvin and seconded by Councillor Gallagher. Councillor Traynor, and who seconded it, sorry? Councillor McGuinness. Okay, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 6, the business case for procurement of evaluation service. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Harrell, it was agreed that elected members approve the business case as per Appendix 1 of the officer's report to enable the procurement of evaluation service from the 24th of August 2023. Item 7, Service Level Agreement, Belfast City Council Legal Services Department. On the proposal of Councillor O'Meara, seconded by Councillor Hannah, it was agreed elected members approved to enter into a one-year SLA with Belfast City Council Legal Services Department from the 1st of April 23 to the 31st of March 24 on a non-profit cost recovery basis by virtue of the provision of Section 105 of the Local Government Act 1972 in relation to the legal services indicated at paragraph 1.4 of the officer's report. Item 8 was the sale of lands at Clanry Avenue, Newry. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed that elected members approved the sale of the lands outlined in red on the map to the party detailed in the report for the market value, subject to the consent of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive. Item 9, renewal of Microsoft Enterprise Agreement. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed elected members approved to give permission to renew its Microsoft Enterprise Agreement with the LSP appointed through the Technology Products and Associated Aggregation, national further competition operated by ASPO for a 3-year period. Item 10 was Kamala Lake Recreational Hub. On the proposal of Councillor McGuinness, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed elected members approved the following. Members agreed to progress detailed design work and the submission of a plan and application for the Kamala Lake Recreational Hub. Members agreed to progress procurement of an IST, and members accept an offer of funding from the Levelling Up Fund and approve the associated Memorandum of Understanding / contract for funding. It was agreed that the Memorandum of Understanding be circulated to members as a restricted item prior to the Council meeting. Item 11, 2023-24 insurance premiums. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara, seconded by Councillor Harrell, it was agreed that elected members review and approve the payment of the insurance premiums for 2023-24. Item 12, the NCCR Monaghan Row office site. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara and seconded by Councillor Hanna, it was agreed to approve the following recommendations. Members agree to the sale of the Monaghan Row site to the Southern Health and Social Care Trust at the LPS valuation, subject to agreement of terms between both Council and the Southern Trust. Members agree to the lease back of a portion of Monaghan Row site from the Southern Health and Social Care Trust at LPS valuation, subject to agreement of terms. Item 13, Council Chambers Conference Solution. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed elected members approved to proceed with option 3 as outlined in the officer report. Item 14, Strategic Finance Working Group Action Sheet for the 12th of January. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to note the Strategic Finance Action Sheet of the 26th of January. Item 15, redundancy approval. On the proposal of Councillor Murrah and seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed elected members approve a redundancy as per 4.1 and the contents of the officer's report. Item 16, the NILGOS Rule 85 report. On the proposal of Councillor Murrah and seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed elected member note the contents of the report and agree not to switch the 85-year rule on based on the criteria in the table contained within the officer's report, the assessment at 2.3 and resource implications within section 4 of the report. Okay, so item 17 and 18 are for noting, and item 17 is the establishment of the new Ireland Working Group. If we could have a proposer and seconder for that. So, Councillor Murray wanted to comment.
Councillor Sharma was in before me there.
Oh, sorry.
All right, yeah, okay. That's all right. Yeah, just on item 17, just noting the report that's in it about the new Ireland Working Group. It doesn't seem to stand to sense that an equality impact would need to go ahead, but we're willing to let due process take its course and to go ahead so that Councillor O'Reilly can be sufficiently satisfied that the establishment of the New Ireland Working Group will not be in breach of any equality legislation. So more than happy to go ahead with that.
And okay, that's seconded by Councillor Hyle. Thank you. And you have a question, Councillor Sharvin, on item 18?
Yeah, Chair. Look, Chair, it's really just for clarity from the Chief Executive. A former councillor who is now an MLA and his colleague continue to scaremonger the people within the Downpatrick DEA around the job losses that would be seen in the Downshire Civic Centre site if new offices in Newry were to be built. So, Chair, to really stop that scaremongering and false fake news, as some would use, I would just ask the Chief Executive to clarify that with the creation of new offices in Newry, will there be any impact on the jobs here at the Downshire Civic Centre?
Chair, I'm quite happy to confirm that there will be no impact on jobs at the Downshire Civic Centre and the development of the Newry Civic Centre. I think it goes back as far as probably 2014, the shadow year of council, and then indeed into 2015, where the council took a decision to ensure that there was local government job provision across both sides of the district. And in doing that, the development of office accommodation in Uri then as well. Indeed, if the offices were removed from Uri, that would be where you would see the potential for, it wouldn't be job losses from a council perspective, but it would be the impact on people if they were all asked to relocate to Downpatrick that would be a challenge. And I believe that's why council have taken the decision to locate two offices in either side of the district, of which there's significant mileage between two, to ensure there is presence in both sides. So hopefully that provides clarity for members.
Yeah, Chair, just come back. I think that was essentially needed, because I'm sure many within this area have continuously seen that fake news going around. And it is not only impacting on the concerns of residents in the Downpatrick DDA, but also the staff here in the Downshire who are fearful that their jobs are going to be moved to Newry and what impact that will have on them. So hopefully the former councillor and the sitting councillor will take heed of that clarification from the chief executive and maybe wise up. So thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I welcome the fact that you've raised that, Councillor Sharvin. I've seen a few sort of narratives going around myself, and I have often thought that if I was a member of staff who was based here, that I would be going to bed at night worried, and that's the last thing we want for any staff member in any organisation. Just need a proposer and seconder for item 18, and then we'll close off for this evening. Councillor Gallagher is proposing, and Councillor McGuinness is second. So thanks very much for your time, and safe home, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.